Once again, we're talking with Martin Babican, lecturer and meteorologist. And Martin joins me now. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good afternoon, gents. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And we've certainly had a bit of rain of recent days.
Fascinating weather patterns. This transition season, the autumn season, is becoming very important for us to see what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis, and especially with this tropical cyclone development of Queensland, how the weather's going to develop for the next 2 weeks along the coastal fringe or in New South Wales, how the moisture levels are going to increase and what's going to happen later on. What I'm going to look, I'm just looking at the weather situation, how the weather situation is developing. Looking at there's a high-pressure system over Tasman Sea extending a ridge towards northern New South Wales coast, so it's blocking most of that moist moving towards New South Wales at this stage. The trough line was brought some southwesterly, southeasterly stream inland New South Wales and southern part of New South Wales, and it's just weakened up and has disappeared. A fairly weak pressure pattern will remain over the region, our region is just very weak, until another trough with a very strong frontal system on Thursday and Friday will sweep to the region. It's going to produce some intense rain for a brief period, and then some heavy rain activities passing to some regions. The system looks to bring heavy rains in many other districts before moving away on weekend. And looking at Antarctic conditions, what's happening, how I'm looking at it, what's happening here, is depression, the low pressure systems in April and May and June will increase greatly in the frequency over the Tasman Sea, including over the east and southeastern coastal area of the continent as a result of the easterly flow. Once the wind becomes easterlies, high pressure becomes dominant feature, that easterlies feed moisture along the coastal area, and at the trough line it will eventually develop into the easterly stream, and it becomes a low along the coast and becomes east coast low. So that's the part where the patterns result we'll see from now till June, developing frequent along the coastal regions. Weather forecast for next 2 weeks for Gloucester. Looking at the Gloucester's, they're talking, Vera says sunny. I don't think today was sunny. I think today was some light showers in the region. And then on Wednesday, it's going to be, again, some light showers again. On Thursday, and I'm expecting some rain, probably because that trough line I was talking about is going to pass through, it's going to produce some rain activities, and that's going to produce 15 millimeters to 20 millimeters rain passing through. On Friday, the 31st, I'm expecting some showers, 2 millimeters. On Saturday, I'm expecting showers again, 2 millimeters. On Sunday, I'm expecting showers or two, again, 1 to 5 millimeters. On Monday, I'm expecting showers, 3 to 8 millimeters. So that's what's happening. Frequency, more showers activity is going to be on Thursday. The rest of the week is going to be 2 to 3 millimeters of showers. And looking at next week two, from 4th to 10th of April, I'm expecting, this is what the conditions have to start looking at it seriously. Tuesday is going to be more or less a rainy day, most likely, with maximum temperature 10 millimeters of showers. And then on Wednesday, rain, maximum temperature 24, 14 millimeters possible. On Thursday, rain, about 20 millimeters possible. On Friday, about thunderstorms activity and showers, 25 millimeters as a possibility. On Saturday, 12 millimeters possibility, showers and thunderstorms. On Sunday, 9 millimeters with some rain. You can see that every day for second week, there's a possibility of rain, showers, or some thunderstorms activity on Friday, Saturday. If you add it up together, you could get over nearly 2 inches of showers on the second week at the Gloucester area and Taree area, that area. So that's a lot of rain for second week. And looking at the Hunter region for week one, similar situation, showers activities, 1.5 millimeters. On Wednesday, scattered showers. There's a chance of thunderstorms activity in Hunter on Wednesday. About 6 millimeters of showers possible. And then on Thursday, this is with heavy showers, heavy rain will pass through to the region, most likely about 10 to 20 millimeters of showers passing through Hunter region. On Friday, light showers, about 4 millimetres. On Sunday, light rain, 8 millimetres. On Monday, a light rain, about 6 millimetres. So add them up together, nearly about 30 to 40 millimetres of showers for week one at the Hunter Valley. Looking at week two, looking at Tuesday the 4th, light rain, about 10 millimeters. Wednesday, I'm expecting, Wednesday the 5th, expecting rain showers, and then about 10 millimeters, most possible. On Thursday, rain, 13 millimeters. On Friday, I'm expecting showers increasing about 25 millimeters. On Saturday, rain with the, again, maximum temperature 12 millimeters. On Sunday, rain, maximum temperature 25, about 9 millimeters. Total amount of rain showers for Hunter Valley second week is over 50 millimeters. Exceeding 50 millimeters, that's exceeding 2 inches. So there's a lot of rain activities taking place. I'm looking forward to see the results coming up next week, how we're going to get this amount of rain moving towards us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Martin, thank you so much for your excellent weather analysis. And for more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.